So here's just a few comments to add to your own from today's Liturgy of the Word from Amos and Matthew. Very powerful words from that Old Testament prophet Amos, who really called the shots and who really challenged people to allow their religion and their faith to really show in grassroots ways. And so he has communicated the message of God as saying things like, I hate and despise your feasts and your solemn festivals. You can't get much harsher than that towards religious people about their rituals. People who Amos highlighted claimed to have faith and claimed to be responding to God, but weren't attending to the core grassroots expressions of justice and inclusion of people right under their noses in their own world. The last lines of that reading, you can see on an image, and I actually took that photograph that I've put in the blog post there today. It's the occupied West Bank, a short journey out of Jerusalem. That large wall that was purposely built to separate people. And on the other side of that wall, not too far away, is Bethlehem University. And in that university, I spent time with young Palestinians whose lives and families had been so accustomed to being excluded and separated, and yet they were striving for peace and they were striving to build unity and hope. Really inspiring how sometimes a people who in the midst of their own oppression can rise up and be the prophets of hope, the prophets of change, and the prophets of something different. The second reading today, the Gospel, speaks of Jesus going into this country on the other side of the lake and finding people possessed by demons. And we hear the demons shouting, "What do you want with us, Son of God?" The whole concept there, of course, is that if you address someone and use their name, you know, you get power over them. So we hear the demons trying to have power over Jesus by naming him. And have you come to torture us? And in the end, we see that the demons are sent away in the pigs who fall over the cliff. It's pretty dramatic. The really interesting part of this reading, though, notice that when the swineherds, it's an interesting word, isn't it? We're accustomed to hearing shepherds, the herders of sheep, but swineherds, the herders of swine, so they're shepherds of pigs. The swineherds go off and tell the story in the town. Isn't it interesting what happens? At this, the whole town set out to meet Jesus, and as soon as they saw him, what did they do? They didn't take well to him as the one who had been able to cast out demons and give people freedom. No, what did they do? They implored him to leave the neighborhood. What is going on there? This, I think, is a deeply, deeply symbolic and reflective reading for those parts of us that find it hard to handle change. That when the prophetic voice or person comes along and wants to bring us freedom and wants us to bring us the good news and wants to bring us the liberation of God in some way, it's very easy for us human beings, isn't it, I think, to be suspicious, to want to keep to the same patterns and comfort level, even if the same patterns and comfort level have got things in it that are unsatisfying. As was obviously the case here with, you know, it's unsatisfying having people with demons in them around you, you know, people who are sort of going a bit crazy, as they would have been experiencing in those people. But, you know, who is this guy? Who is this guy coming along to clean things out and to bring this new freedom and this strange healing? You know, we don't want it. Get him out of the neighborhood. Isn't there something in that is about resistance to goodness and resistance to change? Great invitation in there, isn't there, for us to stretch beyond our fears and to strive to be open to welcoming whatever it is that Jesus wants to bring to us, even if it's outside of our familiarity, and if it seems strange that someone could offer us salvation, could offer us liberation, could offer us freedom. So let's pray today in our Mass. I pray and I invite you to pray for my own and your own, whatever area of my life or your life just needs that, just that openness to really trust Jesus. That, you know, Jesus wants to keep bringing us newness and freshness and life for ourselves and then for us to be missioned out and to share that with others. So blessings to each one of us today as we reflect on these readings. Firstly, this deep call to core grassroots justice with this wonderful prophet Amos, who stirred up his people, and then this very challenging but comforting reading that Jesus is the one who can do all sorts of things way outside of our familiarity zone to bring us freedom and liberation. So let's now take some time. You're welcome to have a look at those themes of prayers of the faithful in the blog post. And then with the year four children, I'll get them around the altar now and we will pray the liturgy of the Eucharist and put that here into the blog post for us all to share. God bless everybody.